Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Everything But Niche. Happy to have you here. Okay, so this podcast is like, it's going to be kind of like, I'm going to be working hand in hand with Bashar. Let's just say that, because Bashar has been pushing me to do this for a week now, but I've been trying to figure out a way to do it so that, you know, I get the right channel through and so that it's not either like a 2-hour podcast. And I guess, you know what, we're just going to flow through it. And the energy that's coming through is has a lot to do with how to embody your God, goddess energy to be able to become a true vessel and connection to Christ consciousness, alien consciousness, consciousness of the new earth, God energy, whatever feels right, like whatever you connect to, whatever word and definition you connect to, but how to basically embody that God, goddess energy for you to be able to channel on a deeper level. Before we start, also, I do want to say it because I didn't say it on the podcast. There is a grimoire that's been released on my website. So I released a grimoire with a lot of rituals. And the cool thing about the grimoire is that once you purchase it, 111 as I'm saying this, that once you purchase it, it's free updates for a lifetime. And why I'm pushing on the free updates for a lifetime, it's because I want the grimoire to grow with us as we grow with the new earth. And there's rituals in there to help you release illusions. There's rituals for protections, for abundance, for love. There's spell jars. There's a ritual that I've tried over like my lifetime here. Like from when I was like young and I had like, you know, I have in my grimoire from when I had like that little orange and everything. And I was doing like, it's knowledge that I built over the years that I'm putting everything into the grimoire. And this grimoire, and I'm putting it online now so that you guys know, because this is the first time that I'm announcing it. This grimoire is going to eventually build into something much bigger in the sense that it's going to be your tool to help you channel consciousness. It's going to be your tool to help you become a strong channeler. It's going to be the tool to help you embody God, goddess energy fully. It's going to be the tool, the grimoire. And I said it on TikTok as well. I priced it at a certain price now. And for sure, as it builds, it's not going to stay at that price because there's going to be way too much information that's going to be given there. And because of the quality of the information and the knowledge shared inside, I will have to increase the price. So if you guys want to lock it in, like, and I'm not even joking, this is not even a marketing thing. If you guys want to lock it in, like, I know that I would do that and I would like for someone to tell me that. So like, lock in that price, because even if it's in 10 years, this grimoire is going to keep updating. In 10 years, whatever, how inflation and all of those things, whatever, how it works. And you guys are going to be locked in for a forever update with no like extras for this grimoire specifically. And this is going to be, this is only one part of the big channels and of the big project that I have going on. This is one part of it. There's going to be other parts that are coming through here as well to help you embody that energy as well. Because as we walk into this new earth, I realize more and more, like I say it every day that I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed to be able to be the vessel for consciousness and to be able to be a messenger for such important information. But it is something that I built over the years. It is something that I asked day in and day out for years. And there's a lot of sacrifices that I had to make, and there's a lot of changes that I had to undergo, and a lot of things that I had to do to be able to get to this level that I'm at now. And now that I'm in this role and I'm in this position, I want to be able to share with you all of the knowledge and the wisdom that I gained over the years without you guys having to go through all the shit that I went through, basically. Like all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge that I gained, all of the times that I built, like everything. I want you guys to be part of it. I want you guys to learn from what I learned so that you guys can tap into God, goddess energy faster. Because I'm only one person. And this is the way that I see it. And I think that it's important for all of us to see it. We are only one person. Yes, we have unlimited amount of energy and unlimited amount of power, but we are still one person. If my energy is limited, for example, like with the solar eclipse, my energy was completely limited. I was in bed. I was done for. I couldn't help as much as I wanted to help. Even though I was helping still, I couldn't help as much as I wanted to help because I'm still one person. If I am able to channel a specific energy and I'm able to teach other people how to channel that energy so that we're three people channeling energies and targeting collectives, when there's one person down, there's going to be two others that are going to be able to stand the fort, to be able to help the new earth walk. In the end, it's all about a higher purpose. In the end, it's all about the new earth coming in and all of us helping each other to build a community that is going to help the new earth and that is going to elevate the vibration of earth. There is no competition. There's no need for competition either, because what I channel and the way that I channel is going to cater to a specific type of person. And you channeling, you might channel the same message, but it's going to cater to a different type of person, because somebody might not like my face, but they might like your face. So they're like, okay, I'm going to channel with this person. It's like, there's 8 billion people in the world. There's absolutely no competition. It does not exist. And with consciousness, competition does not exist. It's creation. I don't know why I felt like doing this little parenthesis, but I really felt like saying it. It's so important. All of us need to align together, and all of us need to work hand in hand to be able to build that God goddess energy. That's the goal here. And anybody who tells you otherwise is just moving from a place of righteousness and is just moving from a place of duality, of separation. Unity is consciousness. Unity is 555 new earth. Old earth is separation. Old earth is comparison, is competition. We're not doing that anymore. We're walking into a new season. And God, goddess energy, we all need to embody it to be able to tap into our power and to be able to become channels for consciousness, to be able to share the messages that we have to share. So that being said, I have a channel from Bashar to start. There's a channel from Bashar on creation, on God, goddess energy, and I'm seeing him. It's as if he's like in the waiting room. He's the most polite I've ever experienced him, but he's like in the waiting room, just being like, okay, I'm ready when you're ready. So we're going to start with Bashar, and then after that, I'm going to explain my part in it, like how I embodied my God, goddess energy, what to expect, how to work also with the gods and the goddesses, like how to know if they're going to come to you or not, because there's specific ways. Like, you know, on TikTok, I don't, when I have messages for TikTok specifically, or even just gods and goddesses, I don't call on them. Like I never do, except for the god goddess messages that I have as services on my website. If not, I don't call on them. They just come to me. But there's specific ways that they come to me. And there's a specific way to be able to see if that God, goddess is really coming to you. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not like one day they come and it's that one day. It's very rare. Sometimes it takes like weeks of them contacting you. Because, okay, I'm not going to go into details because I know Bashar wants to talk. So I'm just going to let him talk. I'm going to let him channel. I'm going to channel through him. And then we're going to go back to my little monologue. Okay, so let's connect here over here with Bashar. If we can get to creation, please, here. Thank you. So you are all creation. You are all spirit. You do not have energy. You are energy. You do not have a soul. You are a soul. You are not separate from the term of energy and from the energy vibration and the energetic shifts that are currently happening. You are it. You are part of it. Every single particle. And he's showing me, like, it's as if every single being, all of us, were basically particles of energy. It's like there's a big energy. There's a huge energy blast, and it kind of like exploded to create energy particles that ended up being all of us. So we are all part of that energy. We are not separate from it. We are made from it, literally. It was an explosion. That's how he's showing me. It's like it's an explosion of energy that was separated, and it just created particles, and all of us are a particle. We are not part of the particle. We are the particle. We are the particle itself. And the particle itself has a specific purpose here on Earth. The particle itself has a specific mission. And the particle itself has a specific experience to be able to make up the whole experience itself, to make up the whole energy itself. There are literally little particles that they're all parts. They're a story. It's like a story within a bigger story, a purpose within a bigger purpose, a mission within a bigger mission. Each and every single one of us, there is a reason why we went through all of the things that we went through. There is a reason why our story is this way, and there is a reason why so many people awaken in this current timeline currently. It's because the explosion happened of the energy, that the particles were separated for them to be united again. There is an observation happening currently on Earth. There are many planets currently observing Earth. There are many planets currently observing how the human mind works. And there are current particles that are put here on Earth to observe to a closer level how humans work, how the human brain works to alchemize energies, how the human emotion works to alchemize energies. If you are part of that energy awakened currently, and it's very important to know that everybody will awaken. Everybody will be part of the new earth. There is nobody who will be left behind, but it will happen in phases. It will happen in shifts. And there is a current phase of awakenings that is happening. I'm seeing 1989 might be significant. Is it 1989? There was a shift prior to 1989, and now it's as if like there's the new shift of 1989, and I'm seeing 1989 all the way to 1998. The generations of 1989 to 1998 are the ones that are being pressured into a deeper level of awakening, into a transformation of awakening that is deeper than most. And the ones from before that didn't awaken are being pressured into this shift as well. So the ones that prior to 1989 that didn't awaken in their shift, in their phase, are being pressured into this shift of awakening. But it comes in phases. Everybody will eventually awaken, but it comes in phases. Because the phases need to be respected, because there is an observation that needs to happen continuously. There needs to be unawakened humans amongst awakened particles, amongst awakened energies, for the awakened energies to be able to observe and learn and gain wisdom and shift and learn how to alchemize at different levels as we continue upgrading and as the generations continue coming. There is shifts of generation. It's very important. And he's showing me kind of like tiers. It's literally like as we grow in generation, it's like there's tiers. We awakened slower before and now we're awakening faster. And now the generation after, we have to observe how they awaken to be able to awaken the next generation. It's like, for example, it took 10 years to awaken before, now it takes 9 years, and then 8 years, and 7 years, etc. And the generation prior needs to observe the other part, that needs to observe to take notes of the next generation, how they awaken by also helping them. It's like knowledge being shared through a tier. It's knowledge being shared through a tier. It's all part of the phases. There is no point in resisting this awakening. You will go through it if you are meant to go through it. You will be pressured into it if you are meant to be pressured into it. You will feel it inside of your energy. Because you are not separate from your soul. You are it. And your soul is guiding you. Your soul is being activated and called. It's an activation of your energy being. So there will be no choice. And there's a lot of people who will see their life change, and there's a lot of people who will see their careers change and the shift in their career that will happen, because they will realize very quickly that the way that they were working was from a human perspective, from a separation and separated perspective. As they come to union with their energy, as they realize that they are energy beings, because it's just about realizing and perceiving yourself differently. As the realization and the perception is done and is happening, the shift will happen automatically in the life before them. They will start seeing their reality change as their soul activates. There will not be changes that you will have to do physically as you awaken. There will not be changes that you will have to be forced to do, or that you will feel forced to do. You will feel called to do them. And it will happen organically. People will fall off organically. Your soul is going to call you to act differently organically. It will happen organically. You will not feel forced to speak up. You will not feel forced to leave. You will not feel forced to change. You will not feel forced to do anything. Everything will be part of it. Everything will be part of the awakening. Everything will be part of the shift that is happening within you. And your role is to observe. Your role is to take a step back and observe the life before you through this shift. To observe as a God, goddess, soul, energy, being, particle. It's to observe and take note. Take note of what the next generation needs. Take note of what the next generation needs as knowledge, as wisdom, as activation, so that you can then later on be activated furthermore. That's a weird way of saying it. What do you mean? I'm seeing 2024, 2026. It's like the activation is happening in 2024 for everybody. And up until 2026, it's just kind of like, But 2025, it's the roles being taken. And then 2026 is like this activation is not complete, but to a certain level, yes. It's like there's the activation. We're meant to observe. Oh, we're meant to observe the next generation. We're currently meant to observe the next generation to then be able to take note and see what they need for their next shift, for the next generation's shift. To learn how they need to be communicated to learn how they need to receive information, to learn how they need to awaken, to learn what is their purpose in their awakening also, because each awakening phase has a purpose. Each awakening phase has a specific purpose and mission. Each specific awakening has a specific position in this particles, in this energy. So it's observing it. And currently there's this energy of observation, observing the humans around you and the generations around you to see where you place yourself, where your awakening and your soul calls to be placed, and then taking that role and embodying that role. You are already it. You already have it within you. It's just about choosing where you're supposed to be placed. It's literally, hold on a second. Okay, that was my third eye is throbbing, but it's literally as if like you're being placed in a, like all of us who are being activated in this shift currently from 1989, I'm seeing to 1998, all of us who are being activated currently, our souls basically are being activated. It's kind of like as if we're walking into a building and we have a new job. All of us have the same job and it's just about being placed in a specific desk. We have to observe the energy around us to see which desk we have to be at. That's why it's a lot about observation. And let me just channel back in here because he's showing me something about observation of the planet Earth. And I'm hearing right away there's this war happening. There's this deep war happening between darkness and light at the moment, between subconscious and conscious mind, between 3D and 5D. And they're showing me like there's a lot of planets currently and a lot of alien consciousness that is currently watching planet Earth. And they are watching the current awakening happening. And it's as if like they're letting their energy, they're coming through to help a lot of the conscious energies. They're coming through, they're showing me like they're all around kind of like a council and they're getting their energy in. Like whenever there's a warrior that needs to have a certain consciousness or a certain energy or a certain activation needed to be able to go through the next step or to be able to choose the next level or to choose the next mission, whatever it is, it's like there's the energy that's being given. And I'm seeing the pinks specifically. There's this energy that's being given to them right away. And there's this frivolous energy for the pinks that he's showing me currently. It's like they're showing me the pinks. They have like a huge head. Sorry, but it's true. It's like they have a huge head, small jaw. And I'm seeing them kind of like just drinking a juice. There's this frivolous, free energy like this. In Italian, it's like menefrego. Like they don't give a shit. Like they don't care. But they're very comfortable in their not caring. Because they're also confident and they're not caring. They understand that they don't need to do. They just need to be. Because they're just sipping on their juice with that big head. And whenever there's a warrior that needs their information, there's that information that's being given to them. Like automatically it's just transferred over to them, but they're still chilling. It's the manipulation. Oh, it's the manipulation of energy, the pinks. They have the ability to manipulate the energy. They have the ability to manipulate the energy in two areas without having to move or sacrifice their current state. They have like so much energy inside of them, so much consciousness, so much energy and knowledge inside of them and wisdom inside of them that they have the ability to multiply it, to be able to give it to somebody else and still hold it true to them. Holy shit. And basically what they're showing me, it's like, this is what the next generation is happening. Sorry, this might be loud, but this is what the next generation is happening and what we're being awakened to through observation is that we're observing to see what it is that we need to call on. What information do we need to call on? What tools do we need to call on? What consciousness, what help, what support do we need to call on from them? And then they're just going to give it to us because they have that information. And then same thing, we have to do the same thing as we receive pink, the energy from the pinks. Like the pink consciousness, we have to start manipulating energy here on the 3D as well. We have to start using the energy from the above, from the council. We receive it in us, and then it's knowing that we have enough in us to be able to give to others without it depleting our own energy stores. Having the confidence evidence that there is enough in the world, that there's an abundance in the world. Because the pinks, there's that energy, like I said, of abundance. They have so much in them that there's an abundance amount of knowledge, wisdom, playfulness, of everything available. So they don't worry too much about giving. They don't worry too much about how they're giving it. It's no longer hard. It's not hard to share the information. It's not hard to receive the information. It's not hard to multiply the energy inside of us. We just are. Because there's an abundance amount of energy that's always available to us. And we have to embody that energy through this next chapter and through this next awakening. And I stopped it at 2022. My God, this is so beautiful. This is such a beautiful channel. I know the pinks were coming through for a while, but I never like actually sat down to get information from them. But I'm so happy that you know, like it was coming through so strongly here. But yeah, this next chapter that we have going on, especially for the next generation of awakened, there's going to be more information that's going to be shared to us in a very easy way. Like there's a lot about ease and abundance that's coming through, but also for us as awakened beings and as conscious beings, it's being able to go through life with ease, being able to heal with ease, being able to awaken with ease, being able to receive information and manipulate energy that we have inside of us, to alchemize it, to multiply it, to create in front of us with ease. It's no longer going to be hard. Because like, as I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, you know, I've been through so much shit, and I know like a lot of people, I'm not alone in this. A lot of people went through so much shit in their life, in this current awakening specifically. Like it was hard. It was not easy. It was hard. And it's like this next step, it's like us being able to bring in all of the wisdom to be able to share it to the next generation. And for us also embodying that energy of ease, where we're able to heal much faster. We're able to heal our wounds. We're able to heal our trauma. We're able to heal relationships. We're able to heal other people also much more easily. And it's funny because literally this morning I was thinking, because I saw somebody this last week or this weekend, I don't even remember. And I remember after I kind of like, we went both our ways. After I saw that person, I was just like, oh my God, like, I know that I took some of their energy. Like I knew that I took some of their energy. And then I heard so clearly Bashar tell me, yes, because you needed to help them heal. And I was like, okay, fuck that shit. I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, why do I always have to take on other people's karma and other people's healing? I'm like, I understand I'm a healer, but I had like, you know, when you have your moments where you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I don't want to take on people's karma and everything. So I had a little moment of being like, fuck this shit. Cause like now I'm sick. Now I'm the one taking on, like they were sick. Now I'm sick. And like they were going through their things. And now I have the same energy inside of me, which I know is not mine. And literally, Bashar showed me so clearly, he's like, you have that energy inside of you. You took it outside of them because you are able to alchemize it faster. You are able to manipulate it faster and you're able to transmute it faster. They're not able to do it yet. So you took it because you know how to do it. So you did it in a day. Them, it would have taken them 10 years. So take it. And in the moment, I didn't understand it, but now it makes sense. Because this is where we're walking into. This is what we're walking into. We're walking into that energy where we're going to be able to help people heal just by our energies. Because we learned how to transmute energy and how to alchemize energy much, much faster. And this is how we're going to be able to speed up the awakenings of other people as well. And the perception is so important here, because even me, like when I got the download that I was like, I took over that person's energy to be able to heal them from it. And then I took it over. I was like, yo, fuck that. Like, this is like, you know, my perception in the moment, my ego kicked in of like, why do I have to do that? Like, why? Like, this is not fair. But then when we understand that, it's because we have the power of consciousness and because we have that power to transmute and manipulate energy differently than they do, we see it differently. We're going to be able to help not only our twin flame counterparts, but we're also going to be able to heal our friends, our family, the wounds, the family heritage, all of that, all the lineage, because we're going to have the knowledge, the strength, and the abundance amount of energy and protection inside of us to be able to take on people's energies, transmute it, alchemize it, and release it fully. So we're going to be able to release karmic debts here on earth. And this is not about people. It's not like, you guys know me, I would never say take on people's karma. Like, never. If you guys know me, you guys know that I'm the most protective of my energy ever. I think there, even in the grimoire, there's so many protection spells. They're there for a reason because I protect my energy so strongly. That like, for me, taking on people's karma, it's a big no. But it's not that you're going to take on people's karma. It's that we're going to take the energy and it's not going to be attached to us. We're just going to take it. I'm seeing like a ball in our hands and we're just going to throw it back up in the universe. So energetically, the karmic vibration of earth is going to lighten. The karmic debt of earth is going to lighten. 444, as I'm saying this, it's going to lighten. and 433 on the time. And as it lightens, this is how we're able to move forward into the new earth. And it's going to happen extremely quickly. Like, I'm getting this urge that it's like, it's going to happen extremely quickly. And I'm seeing like all of the consciousness is as if like we're running, and there's people who are just kind of like sitting or unawakened, kind of like dull. And there's all of us just running past them. And the fact that we're just running past them, we're taking on like the dullness of them, and we're throwing it back up in the universe. It's not attaching to us. It's not detrimental to it's not destructive to our growth or destructive to our energy, because we have so much abundance of energy inside of us. We do it quickly and we do it easily. So we just release it, and then they come and follow us and they run with us. So they don't have to do the work as much anymore. They don't have to do as strong of work. And this is where it's important to have a perception of consciousness and of spiritual healer and spiritual guide energy. We're there to guide them. I know that sometimes, you know, the ego is going to kick in. It's going to be like, it's unfair. Why did I have to suffer for me to be able to just go and help them so easily? Like, they can do the work themselves. And I understand that. But unfortunately, it doesn't always work this way. There are certain people that are very lost in their ego. And there are certain people who are very lost in the 3D. And when it's time to awaken as Earth, when it's all of us time to awaken, they have to be forced into it. And when I say forced, I don't mean it forced like in a bad way, but I mean like pushed, you know? Like, you know, I did a TikTok video where I was like the chancla, like just being activated, like poof, activated. And it's just us being around that energy. We have the strength and we have the power to be able to help them. So might as well just do it for a greater purpose. It doesn't matter in the present moment what the ego says. This is for a greater purpose. Having one more person that's activated because of your power, because you were able to take it and throw it back up in the universe to release the energetic vibration, the karmic energetic vibration here on Earth, that's strength. Instead of looking at it as it's unfair, look at how powerful you are. Look at it at how powerful and strong you are as a being for being able to do that. Not a lot of people can do that. See it this way. And when you change your perception on that, it's going to be much easier for you to take on this new role of a spiritual guide and of spiritual leadership. And it is for a greater purpose. Don't forget at the beginning of the channel when I said with Bashar as well, it's like an explosion. They were showing me an explosion of light. And then it's like particles just kind of like falling down. And we're all part of that particle. The goal is for all of us to recreate that particle, to create unity with all of us. We're meant to kind of like just build all of that energy, to build it up. And it doesn't mean that we have to be all of us together in the same country and everything. Like, it's energy travels beyond. Like, energy transmutes, like it travels beyond 3D. That doesn't matter, but it's awakened. The more awakened we are, the more we can rebuild that energy vibration that exploded and that separated into particles. And of course, like right now, it's like small little channels. And I know Bashar even said it in other channels. He's going to give small information slowly, slowly. He's not going to give big information and all of the information yet. He's going to give slow information and small little increments of information, because we're not ready for all of the information yet. If Bashar would have given me this download 5 years ago, forget it. Forget it. It wouldn't have worked. Same thing. Like, that's why when we're ready on Earth, people are going to be more open to it. Now people are more open to the new Earth. There's a reason why this information is coming out now. It didn't come a year ago. Maybe the conspiracies around new Earth a year ago would have been different than it is now. There's more people awakened now. There's more voices talking about the new Earth, all in divine timing. You have to trust. This is the information that he's sharing at the moment. It's because this is the information that we need to receive at the moment. So big thank you to Bashar for this. This was really intense. My throat is definitely closing up here. I did so many readings today, guys, and like my throat was closing up and it's getting so dry, but it's fine. It's okay. I wanted to finish this podcast by talking about how to embody that God goddess energy, to be able to start working with gods and goddesses from all over, from all backgrounds, from all, like, from just to be basically a vessel for them. It's not even for you to call on them. Like I said, it's for you to be a vessel for them. So I'm going to do a little guided meditation towards the end of this so that you can start feeling that power and so that you can start activating yourself to that power. So if you are driving or if you're somewhere where it's not safe for you to close your eyes and meditate, I would suggest maybe like pausing it or maybe listening to it after when you're somewhere that's a little bit safer. If not, you guys can do it. It's going to be towards the end. But before I get to the guided meditation, I want to explain what it is to become a vessel of God goddess energy, and how after you do the activation as well, and how after you embody that God goddess energy, how the gods and the goddesses can come to you. So being a vessel for the gods and the goddesses means that you're literally using your energy field as a beam for the gods and the goddesses to come through you and speak to you. So when that happens and when you embody that energy, your energy, and I want you guys to take it very lightly the way that I'm going to say it, but your energy comes last in the sense that when they come to you, they have a message to convey. You have to convey that message. You can't fight it and you can't push it aside either. If you want to be a messenger for the gods and the goddesses, they will come to you and they will come to you aggressively. All of them will come to you, but you have to put your energy aside. You have to put your ego aside and you have to put what you know aside to be able to flow and to surrender so that you can cater to their energy first. So basically your body, your human vessel is emptied out. You still have your energy, of course, but it's emptied out of ego to be able to just receive what it is that they want. And when I say that it's important for you to flow and to surrender in this energy, it's because when you embody that energy, you work with the gods and the goddesses as an equal. You don't work as a human anymore. You become an equal to them because they come to you. They come inside of you. You are a vessel for them. So you become them. And that's why, like, for example, Anubis, that's a perfect example. Anubis, when I started working with him, the cravings of chocolate that I had. And people, like, they often say, like, with Anubis, it's about, you know, he likes chocolate. You can leave chocolate on the altar. But when you embody that God, goddess energy and you allow your vessel to become the vessel, basically, for God, goddess energy, you become the altar. There's no more altar outside of yourself. You become the altar. So that's why I say, like, flow and surrender is very important, because you're going to start craving certain things. You're going to start thinking certain things. You're going to start visualizing certain things, speaking a certain way. And that's how you embody their energy. That's how they're able to come through you. So it's important to also be in tune with your energy when you start working with God, goddess energy in this way as equals, not as fearful humans. It's very important here. And they're all going to come to you guys in a unique way. Like, I was thinking, do I just outline every single way? Like, you know, how you're going to feel when Hecate comes through, how Anubis, Bastet, Poseidon, Zeus, all that stuff, like how you're going to know if they come through you, but it's going to come very uniquely to you, to your own energy, because your energy has a base. The same way that my energy has a base. So we all have different bases. And when our base changes, that's when we know that there is another energy that comes inside of us. God, goddess energy, or if, like, there's energy vampires, we'll be able to know, because we're going to feel more drained from our base. God, goddess energy levels us up on top of our base. So there's a different energy. So the key is to know your own energy first, to know your own base first, to know yourself most, and also to welcome in new energy by being in a constant state of flow and in a constant state of surrender. Now, of course, this takes time and it also takes shadow work, because we all have that base, but there's also a lot of wounds, a trauma, triggers, programming, and everything that is on top of that base. Until you get to that base energy, you need to remove everything that is on top of it. Think same thing as an iceberg. You have the top of the iceberg is like all of the triggers, wounds, and everything. Your base is what is under it. So before you get to the under it, all of the things on top need to be removed or melted off. So there is a lot of work that comes with it. But the key for you to be able to be the vessel is to empty yourself out of anything that is not base energy, that is not pure energy, your own energy. The same way that with Bashar, as I was saying, we're all particles. We have to become that particle. We have to embody that particle. And that's why I'm going to do the guided meditation. This is something that you guys can do on a daily basis to feel your energy, to feel empowered. And you might even feel that you feel lighter when you're doing this guided meditation, because you're fully removing everything that is 3D to be able to tap into your own energy being. And you're going to feel literally like you're floating. There's a lot of times where I would do this type of meditation where I would meditate to feel my energy, and I would feel like I'm levitating and I would be off of the bed completely levitating. Like, there's that full energy of lightness that comes from your own energy. And when you tap into that energy, like I said, the gods and the goddesses can come to you, but you need to know what your base is. Now, gods and goddesses coming through. So you're going to see them. Like I said, they all have like different ways of speaking, but you're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it with cravings, with visions. Sometimes they're going to come with a specific name. Like, I know Oshun, I literally woke up and I saw her name, because I didn't know of Oshun. And she came through me after, like, she gave me her name. I remembered, like, you know, the days before, a week prior, I kept seeing shells everywhere. I kept seeing honey and having cravings for honey everywhere. So then after that, you know, the dots connected that it's Oshun when she came to me with the name. But it was because I wasn't connecting the dots that it was her. I wasn't connecting the dots that it was her. So like she just literally came one morning and she just gave me her name in a vision when I woke up. But if not, like they're going to give little tools during the weeks prior. Usually I see it like 1 week to 2 weeks, sometimes months if it takes time to get the message, but it's usually 1 to 2 weeks. So like there's going to be, for example, you know, like I said, you're going to see bees everywhere. You're going to see owls everywhere, or you're going to have a craving for chocolate, or you're going to have a craving for to dress a certain way, or to do your makeup a certain way, or to do your hair a certain way, to change the colors of your clothing, to wear more black or more color, more red, more purple. So you're going to have certain urges, that certain instincts that are going to come through that are different than what your base is. And this is when you need to pay attention to those urges that you have, to start asking yourself, oh, what energy is coming through here? So you have and follow through with those instincts. It's very important, because don't forget, you embody that vessel now. You are the vessel that receives that energy. So when you have an urge to wear pink, even if usually you wear black, wear pink. Because you embody, you follow that urge. You feel like eating chocolate, eat chocolate. You feel like drinking water, drink water. You feel like drinking whiskey, drink whiskey. You feel like going out to the mountains, go to the mountains. It's a lot about following your instincts. And that's what I meant when I said that your energy comes last. It's because you have to follow your instincts and you have to follow the callings that you have. You can't fight them. There's no more fighting it. And that's why you have to be in a constant state of surrender and a constant state of flow. It's because you have to be in that constant state of receiving. I receive the information that you guys want to give me and I follow through with it. If you keep receiving the downloads, for example, you want to dress in all black and you're like, no, I don't want to dress black because, and then your overthinking kicks in. My parents told me that wearing black is not good. Oh, black, it's like it's so colorful outside. I don't want to wear black. You start overthinking the 3D. When you start doing that and you don't follow your urges and your instincts and your intuition, you're fighting the connection with the gods and the goddesses. So of course, they're going to be like, okay, they're not ready. So they're going to go to the next one for the message to be given to the next person, because the message needs to go anyways. So they're going to try one channel. It doesn't go to that person. It's going to go to the next one and to the next one and to the next one. Or it's going to go to many at the same time. And all of them, the ones that receive the same message are going to have the goal to share it. And it's going to see, okay, which one is going to share it. But the message needs to come through anyways. And it's gonna touch the people who are willing to receive that download and who are willing to receive that information. But that's why you have to be ready. You have to be in a constant state of flow, of surrender, and of receiving constantly. Like with Anubis, I'll never forget. I ate 2 pounds of M&Ms in one sitting. Like, I don't eat chocolate that much. I'm lactose intolerant. If I eat chocolate, my face breaks out. Like, it's, and I get bloated because of the lactose. Like, it's a whole thing. It's chaos. Like, it's chaos in my body. And I remember sitting and just eating it. I was craving it. I was buying chocolate too. Like, I was just craving chocolate. And then I heard Anubis talk to me, because there are certain gods also that they talk to you. Like Anubis, he's not a talker, but he is in a sense, because like he's the one of the only gods that I actually heard, and he started talking to me. Like I heard his voice so clearly, and it freaked me out at first, and then as I connected to the energy, I saw that it was Anubis. And then I understood, and I was like, oh, that's why. I'm like, you were craving chocolate and you were like coming through me. I'm like, okay, understood. But if I fought the urge to eat chocolate because I'm like, I don't want to gain weight, I don't want to, et cetera, et cetera, then he never would have come to me. I wouldn't have had that deep of a connection with him either. And then there's different urges as well that might come, like an urge to protect yourself a little bit more. Maybe Bastet is coming through, or Hecate, or Lilith, or Isis, Iris are coming through. Well, or maybe there's this need for justice that's coming through as well. There's Poseidon, or there's that need to, like, that feeling that you want to create trouble. Loki, Hermes are coming through. That need for empowerment. Zeus might be coming through. You have Cleopatra as well, that need to just embody your beauty, to embody your feminine power. Aphrodite, same thing, to have a little bit more romance in your life, to over-romanticize your life. There's little tricks for each and every one of them. And this is going to build over time, but you have to be in tune with your base and be in tune with your instincts. And you have to follow your instincts, because they are going to give you those instincts. They are the ones that are going to come through. And then you just have to listen, and they're going to get clearer and clearer. So if, for example, you start seeing things more and more often, like, for example, with Athena, I was embodying her energy. I was gaining a lot of wisdom. I was wanting to share a lot more wisdom as well online. There was that feeling of like being brave enough to show up as my true authentic self that was coming through as well for a few weeks. And I kept seeing owls everywhere. And then one night I sat down and I was watching TV, and literally I think in 10 minutes I saw like 60 owls. I'm not even joking. Like, okay, 60 is like dramatic. Like, this is my Leo sun being dramatic. But like, I saw a lot of owls. Like, it felt like 60. I saw a lot of owls, and like from TikTok to online to outside, I was hearing owls. I was like, okay, this is too much. Like, in 5 minutes, this is too much. So I started Googling and I'm like, owls, who is it? The goddess. And then I saw Athena and I'm like, oh shit, yes. And then I started connecting with her. Sometimes the signs, they're going to be clear, but it's just, you're not going to get the name yet. Like Oshun, I didn't get the name, and it wasn't in my mind to even Google it. Like, it wasn't even in my mind to be like, oh, I'm going to see for honey and for shells. Like, I was just, it was out of my mind. So that's why she just came through strongly and she just gave me her name. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, let me channel that message from her. So you build that relationship with them as you go. And if there's, you're truly in a state of receiving and you continue being in a state of receiving and you keep giving in, the signs are going to keep coming. And when it's time for you to have a message from them, they're going to make it extremely clear. They're going to give you an urge to Google something. They're going to give you an urge to go somewhere. They're going to give you an urge to watch a certain show. Like, sometimes it's just an urge about watching a TV show, and there's going to be a message in there for you that's going to relay a message from the gods and the goddesses. But you have to follow your instincts. You have to be in a constant state of flow, of surrender, of receiving. So that's the main thing with gods and goddesses. And honestly, I think as the main thing, I think it's the base to start. If you've never worked with gods and goddesses, start just by being in that state of flow, of surrender, and follow. Start listening to your instincts and following through with those instincts. Of course, not the intrusive thoughts that can hurt you or other people, of course. But you know what I mean. Like, the ones that are actually good, the ones that might seem a little bit different. Follow those urges. And you're going to see that you're going to build a relationship with the gods of equals. Like, I have no fear of any god. I have no fear of any god because they're, I call them their gang. Like, they're gang. Like, they're brothers, sisters. Like, they're equals. So I talk to them the same way that I would talk to anybody around me, because they're equals, because I embody that goddess energy. So that's why for me, when people are fearful of gods, for me, it doesn't make sense. I understand it. I empathize with it. I understand it from a different perspective. But for me, those rules don't apply to me, because I embody goddess energy. And the goal is for the rules not to apply to you, because you embody your own goddess god energy. That's the rule. The only rule is that you have to embody that god goddess energy. And all of the other rules that humans put, they get thrown out of the window. Completely. And you can start just working with energies, and you can channel so many. You can channel. I've spoken to Chris Brown in the astral. I've spoken to Michael Jackson, to Quavo came through in one of my visions as well. Like, there was, and I didn't even know that it was Quavo. I remember I had a vision. I was meditating and he was there, and there were other people that were there, and he was showing me like certain things that I needed to see. And I remember just seeing everything, all of the details of his face, like everything was detailed. And I heard Quavo, and I didn't know who it was. Don't shame me. Like, I didn't know who he was. Okay. So I Googled, literally, I'm like, Quavo. I thought he was like a god or something. I'm not even joking. I thought he was like a god. I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, interesting. And I Googled it and I'm like, oh shit, he's a rapper. And then, like, literally the face that I saw was literally the face that I saw in my vision, in my meditation. Like, you can connect to different types of energy. We're all interconnected. We can start speaking telepathically. When you embody that receiving energy, you can start working telepathically with everybody around the world. There's so many people that tell me that in the astral, like, they see me in their dreams and in their visions, and I'm telling them things. And it's because I'm always in that state of goddess energy. So my astral, my energy, when I sleep, when my conscious sleeps, when I tell you guys, my astral just goes and have fun. I'm not joking. Like, I wake up sometimes when I have phases, because it comes in phases, where I don't sleep. I wake up more tired. And even now, like, I wake up tired because I know that my astral self is going and she's having fun. She's going and going in everybody else's dreams. She's going and having fun all around the astral. She's traveling. She's doing her thing. And that's being in that goddess energy, where you embody energy. The 3D no longer matters. So that's why I say your energy needs to come last, in the sense that you have to allow the instincts and you have to allow the job to be done. You have to allow the purpose to be done. And not everybody is willing to do that. It's with great power comes great responsibility. And I'm saying it because I've embodied it and I'm experiencing it. Sometimes it gets hard, I'm not going to lie, but I'm always grateful for it. I'm never ungrateful for it. And I never wish that I could give it away. Truly. As overwhelming as it can get sometimes, because truly, like, sometimes I have sometimes I drive and I literally have to go on the side to meditate because there's a message that comes through. Like your energy, your plans, your everything just goes out the window, flows out the window. Sometimes I'm doing things and I'm hearing things, so I can't concentrate on the person talking to me. And like even with clients one-on-one, sometimes like there's a message that's come through and I tell them and I'm like, I'm going to need you to shut up because there's a message that's coming through. So like the whole politeness of like human world and like the human rules and everything, they all get thrown out of the window. Like they're all out because you start working with energy. So like I said, not a lot of people are willing to do that, but I hope that you guys are willing to do that because it's a beautiful energy to tap into. The confidence that comes from it, because you know and you tap into that type of energy from an equals perspective and you embody the goddess energy, the power that comes from it, the confidence that comes from it, the love that comes from it, insane. Insane. And for someone who thought, like I thought that I had a lot of love in my heart, when I embodied my goddess power, the love that came out of my energy, much more like that was unconditional love. I thought I had unconditional love in the past. This is unconditional love. Like it's insane. The power that you have for everything and the amazement that you have for life as well when you embody your goddess energy, because you see everything as a god goddess. So small little human things, they don't matter anymore because you're a goddess. So why does it bother you? You fully approach things from detachment, from wisdom, from experience. And you see power as well. When there's an obstacle, you don't crumble at the obstacle. You're like, I'm a goddess. I know how to take care of that. I know how to transmute that energy. I know what I'm supposed to do. So you embody, you have the answers inside of you. If I need answers or if I need protection, I know who to call. And they come to me when I need them. When I need to do rituals, when I need to do things, I meditate and they come to me because they know I'm an open channel. I'm an open channel. You need to be an open channel to be able to receive all the answers that you want. And you're going to see that your life is going to become so much clearer and so much easier. So much easier. You're going to know what to do. When there was the whole thing with Oshun, and I called upon her and I asked her, and I was like, why did you make me channel if, you know, I disrespected somebody? Like, I didn't want to disrespect anybody. And I was like, why did that happen? And I remember she told me, she's like, you have a mission for that. There's a reason for me to coming to you. There's a reason, there's an awakening happening. And she explained to me everything that needs to happen. And I'm not going to share it yet because it's still unfolding. I'm going to share it once it's unfolded. But she gave me the download. And even though I felt extremely lonely and extremely alone under all of those that hate, and even like it was a whole week where I felt extremely down and it was heavy, I knew that she gave me that download. And when she gave me that download and she came to me and she told me, she said, you have to be strong. We're going to protect you and we're going to be here and we're going to take care of you. Don't worry. She didn't disappoint. I kept being the receiver. I kept pushing through. I kept believing. And she was there. The confidence that I had in my own channel, because I knew that she was there. I knew that there was a mission that I had to do for her. And it helps in the awakening that is currently happening here on Earth. It's unimaginable and it's absolutely beautiful, to be honest. Like I would not change this for the world. So that being said, let's do the little guided meditation. It's not a hard meditation. It's not a long meditation. It's literally, and that's the thing, meditations can take 1 minute. You can do a lot of damage in 1 minute, let's say in the energy world, because time does not exist the same way that it exists here in the universe of humans. So let's take a look, all right? So I want you guys to close your eyes and to feel void. So when I say feel void, I want you to be in the void first. Imagine that it's complete darkness all around you. Take a deep breath. And then I want you to imagine that your body, your vessel, is emptied out. It becomes darkness as well, but not darkness like dark, but like the void. It becomes void. And all that exists is just the outline of your body. Your auric field exists. Inside, it's all empty. It's all void. Nothingness. And I want you to feel that nothingness. I want you to feel that energy. Embody that energy. Be that energy of nothingness, of void. Focus on the nothingness, the depth of the nothingness. And now I want you to imagine from the skies up, from the universe up, there's a big beam of light, white light that goes and activates your crown chakra. It goes inside of your crown chakra and it fills up your entire auric field. It fills it up with light, fresh light. And it fills it up from the feet, knees, thighs, hips, belly button, chest, shoulders, goes down to your hands, and then it fills up right away all the way to your head. And I want you to just be in that energy. And I want you to say it, I am ready. I am ready to be the messenger. I am ready to receive. You might feel tingles in your hands, in your crown chakra, your third eye. It's very normal. Sit with that energy. Embody that energy. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. See, 1 minute. You can do that every single day. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, also you can do it. It's very quick. It's just about emptying your vessel to fill it up with consciousness. And slowly, slowly, you're going to start becoming more and more of the messenger for consciousness. So I hope that this podcast was helpful. I hope that it answered all of you guys' questions. It was very good to do. Honestly, like, it felt good to do with Bashar as well. I know he was coming through for a while now. And I hope that it answered your guys' question with God's goddess energy, how to be conscious energy, and how to receive downloads from so many gods and goddesses as well as alien consciousness. And yeah, I hope to hear from you guys from this podcast. Let me know how you guys enjoyed it. If you guys liked it, it would really help me out if you put like a star, like just rating it. If you guys want to put like a 5-star, 4-star, whatever, like feels right for you, it would really help me out for this podcast. And of course, you have the grimoire available with rituals on my website, etherealbloomshop.com, and daily TikToks as well on my TikTok, maybe a Leo 1. That's my only TikTok. Please beware of scammers. That's my only TikTok, and the only way to book through with me is through my website. All right, love you guys so much. And of course, also my Instagram, Sarah Anton with 2 A's before the H. So I think I just linked everything in there. Anyways, I'll hear you guys in the next podcast. Love you guys. Hope that this was helpful.